The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza. The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Many Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi Channel, welcome to another episode of the Silsila, Who is Ala Hazrat? And inshallah azawajal, in this episode, we bring to you regarding the love Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi had for the Ahlul Bayt. So the love of the Ahlul Bayt, inshallah in today's Silsila, we'll be covering the love of the Ahlul Bayt, which Ala Hazrat, the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi had. Inshallah, before we start, let's make some good intentions to attain reward. It is mentioned in hadith that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. And the more righteous intention one makes, the greater the reward he will attain. So let's try to make some good intentions that we will listen to this silsila for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to attain reward, to seek the knowledge of deen. And inshaAllah azawajal, if we can, try to pass this on forward inshaAllah azawajal. We'll start with the blessings of reciting peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah mentions in the blessings of Azan on page 1, the excellence of Durood Sharif, sending peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, said, whoever recites the Holy Quran, praises Allah Azza wa Jal, and recites Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and then asks forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, he has sought goodness from his source. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islam brothers, today's silsila, the love of Ahla Hazrat for the Ahlul Bayt. InshaAllah azawajal, regarding, first of all, just clarifying what Ahlul Bayt is. In most cases, this will be known as the family or the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in Hindu Park, we know them as the Sadat. So inshaAllah azawajal, we will mention regarding the Sadat. And Ahla Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he had extreme love for the Ahlul Bayt. Many of the times, the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi, in his lifetime, showed many examples of the love for the Sadat-e-Ikram.
Definitely, our great Imam, Imam Ahlul Sunnat, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he was an individual that showed utmost respect and love to everything connected towards Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. As we mentioned in the previous episodes of our silsila, that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had extreme love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. And definitely this love that you have for an individual, it necessitates that everything that is connected to that individual, you have love for that thing as well. And what can be more connected than the actual family of that individual? So when we talk about Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed family, the Ahlul Bayt, especially Hassanani Kareeman and their beloved parents, the Khatun Jannat Sayyida Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and Amirul Mu'mineen Shaykh Khuda Mawla Ali Karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, these individuals, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, had extreme love towards them. And it was this love towards these individuals and these blessed personalities that we come to realize that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he showed this throughout his lifetime and he illustrated this throughout his lifetime as well. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, in our previous silsila we mentioned in relation to the Hadaike Bakshish, and Ala Hazrat in that we mentioned about a very famous kalam, the Qasida Noor. In that Ala Hazrat very beautifully puts it, that Teri Nasle Paak mein hai, Bacha Bacha Noor ka, Tu hai Aine Noor, Tera Sab Garana Noor ka. Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are the essence of the Noor, of the enlightening thing, of that you illuminates the entire universe. And Ya Rasul, not only that, but your family is also the family that is illuminating the universe as well. And this is the connection that Imam Ahl Sunnah Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he is showing the entire universe, the entire mankind, the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam in relation to the Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam.
Alhamdulillah, many incidents took place in the life of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, where Ala Hazrat showed so much respect for the Sadat-e-Karam. There's a mention that there was a young worker who worked in the household of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he would do the household jobs. And the beauty of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi was that he will able to recognize if there is someone who's from the Sadat, who's from the family of the Prophet. So one day Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he asked this young child, "Are you a Sayyid?" And he mentioned yes. And then after that day, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he told all his household, "From today we are not going to take service from him. Instead we are going to still pay him what we would pay him normally and continue paying him like this. We are not going to take service from him. We will offer him food, we will give him food, and
we're not going to take service from him, but we're
going to serve him." Subhanallah. And this was the beauty, the Mujaddid, the great Imam, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi, he had for the Sadat, for the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it's mentioned that it continued like this, the Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi continued to pay him till he decided, that young man, he decided himself to leave. And look at the mindset behind this. Look at the beauty that because he is from the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi is showing him respect. You know, if you just try to imagine this, if we found out that a Sayyid was working for us, and would we go to that extent to actually say, "No, you can, we will still pay you, but you don't need to work." This is
unique with the awliya Allah.
Definitely. And especially in the seerah and the biography of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, this is seen over and over again. There's another mention of another event. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, as we mentioned, he was a renowned scholar. And people used to invite Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali to come and visit there, to come and bless them with their ziyara, etc., etc. And in the custom of that time, what used to happen was an individual would sit in the middle, and there'll be two logs on either side where four people would hold up the individual that's sitting in the middle.
You can say a people carrier.
A people carrier, yes. Yes. A simple way to explain it in English. So this happened. Once Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he was called and he was invited to a certain place. And this people carrier arrived to pick up Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala and take Ala Hazrat to the particular destination. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he then obviously, as per the custom, he sat in that people carrier. And the people, the servants that were made to pick up that people carrier, they picked it up and they began to start walking. After a few steps, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he stopped everyone. He stopped everyone and got out. After he got out, he asked all of them, that is anyone from amongst you from the family of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam? And at first the servants, they were very hesitant. They didn't want to reply because they knew about Ala Hazrat and his love for the family of the Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. And upon persistence, the Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi's persistence, one of them, he mentioned that, "Yes, I am from the family of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam."
Same thing again, that smell.
Ala Hazrat recognized it straight away. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an, with great regret, sorrow, humbleness, humility, he began to ask that Sayyid Sahib, that forgive me, please forgive me, please forgive me, over and over and over again. Repeated the same day that, "You are my leader, you are the Sayyid, please forgive me, you are my master." And he says over and over again, it said mentioned in some narrations that Ali Azad rahmatullah ta'ala even took off his blessed Imam al-Sharif and put it at the feet of that Sayyid Sahab, that you are a master, I shouldn't have done this. Please forgive me, please forgive me. Over and over and over again, continue to ask him forgiveness. And Sayyid Sahib, he over and over again said that I forgive you, don't worry about it, there's nothing, there's no problem with this. But Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala wasn't satisfied with this. He goes, I'm not satisfied with this. What if on the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam turns around and says that, did you not find any other shoulder to carry you other than the shoulder of my child, of someone from my family member? Ala Hazrat, with this thought in mind, he requested that Sayyid Sahib, that what, you sit in the people carrier and I will carry you on my shoulders. That Sayyid Sahib was refusing this. Over and over again, Ala Hazrat would put this request and he would refuse. He would say that, no, I've been sent for this job, I am going to carry you. But Ala Hazrat said, no, I'm not going to enter into that people career. You're going to enter it and I am going to take you on my shoulders. And through the persistence of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, that Sayyid Sahib eventually, he had to accept. Maybe he wanted to or not wanted to, that's not the question. But he had to accept due to the persistence of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala. And with this, then Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, the great Imam of his time, the Mujaddid of his time, showing his great humbleness, his humility, and his love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, and love for the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, he is walking, carrying a Sayyid Sahib on his blessed shoulders. This is the love Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala had towards the Sa'adat and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Inshallah, this amazing, amazing personality, someone with status, someone who is known amongst people, who is honored, who is respected, but amongst the Sa'adat, he humbles himself. So this was all related with the love of the Ahlul Bayt, love of the Sa'adat, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islam brothers, we can take many lessons from this. Alhamdulillah, honoring and respecting those who are from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is something which we should always have in our lives, wherever we find out that there is someone who is from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Always humble yourself in front of them. And inshallah, you'll find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you because of honoring those who are from the family of the Prophet.
Another beautiful quality of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala was that he was known for his generosity. And this is also taken from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam is known to be the most generous to ever come and step on the face of this earth. This is the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala put this in a very beautiful way in his kalam. Waha kya jood o karam hai shahe bataha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi mangane wala tera. That the generosity and the kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam is such that the one who even asks from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala, he will never hear the word no. He will never hear that. Rasulullah will always give it to him. And we know from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam that at times someone would come into the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wouldn't apparently have that thing with them at that time. But they will ask someone else, from someone else and give it to that person and then pay the other person off at a later stage. What we would call in a normal day and age, we'll take a loan and pay something off and then give that back. But obviously this doesn't, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, he is Malik of both worlds, he's the owner of both worlds anyway. So apparently he didn't have that, so he would take it from someone and then give it and then return it back to the person that he would take it from. So this generosity of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, it comes from the seerah and the character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam as well. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, whenever he would give one thing, for example, to everyone. And if he found out that a certain individual was from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would give them double. Why? One for giving it to him normally, and one for his nisbat with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his connection with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, he would give that individual double amount as compared to everyone else. And we see this in this day and age with Amir al-Sunnah Daud Barakatuhum al-Aliya as well. The love that Amir al-Sunnah Daud Barakatuhum al-Aliya has for the Sadat, that in the language of Amir al-Sunnah, which is Memani. Yeah, Amir al-Sunnah, the word Sayyid, in its literal meaning, it means master, leader. Okay, Sardar, what we call in Urdu. This is what Sayyid means. In the language of Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuh Nalina, Mamini language, you call a master Bapu. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuh Al-Aliya, they call the Sadat-e-Kiram Bapu. Okay, this is the love for the Sadat-e-Kiram that Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuh Al-Aliya has as well. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, this love from Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala to Amir al-Sunnah, and now from Amir al-Sunnah to all of the devotees of Amir al-Sunnah all around the world, those that are murid, talib, lovers of Amir al-Sunnah, Dawud Barakatuh Al-Aliya, affiliated with this Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, they are also being blessed with the love of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is all the faizan of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. In another place, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, within Hadaiqa Bakshish, you mentioned in relation to Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha and her two sons, that kya baat raza us chamanstan e karam ki zahra hai kali jisme husain aur hasan phool. This is a beautiful narration and a beautiful couplet of Imam Ahl Sunnat Maulana Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alay. And the reason I mention this is because, like we mentioned in the silsila when we talked about Ala Hazrat and his poetry and Hadaiqa Bakshish, that many of the narrations and the couplets of Ala Hazrat, they always go back towards many ayat of the Quran or ahadith of Rasulullah he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has been mentioned by Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an, that he has stated that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was once humbly asked that, who do you love the most from amongst the Ahlul Bayt? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he replied, Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And further on in the same narration, and this narration is mentioned in Jami' Tirmidhi, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he would ask Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha to bring me her children. Sayyidina Rasulullah says, bring me your children. And he would smell Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an, like an individual smells flowers. This is how the love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would have with Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala would smell them and then would cuddle them and embrace them as well. And this is the thing and the thought and the mindset that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is bringing down to the upcoming generations and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that these individuals are those individuals through which we will gain success in this world and in the hereafter. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, if we show them true love, true respect, true reverence, if we uphold the honor and we uphold the dignity of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, this will benefit us in this world and as well in the hereafter, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal.
You know, sometimes some people have this coming to their mind, okay, the person is a Sayyid, but he's doing such a wrong action, or he's doing such a wrong action. How do I, you know? And they actually look down on the person because he's doing a wrong action, an action which is done by a Sayyid. But I remember a Sayyid came into the court of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh, and he was wearing a gold ring. And obviously, as you know, and the viewers of Madni channel will know, that wearing a gold ring for a man is not permissible. So this Sayyid was wearing a gold ring in the court. He came into the court of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh knew that this person had a lot of respect for Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. So when Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh saw he was wearing this gold ring, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh asked for the gold ring. And he took that gold ring. And when he took it, the Sayyid Sahib, he went. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh put some more money towards that gold ring and got a necklace or some sort of jewelry made, and then sent that to the Sayyid Saab's house for the family of that Sayyid. And with a note saying that for the rulings regarding wearing a gold ring for a man, and this was Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Islam. But also look at the respect, still keeping that respect and the honor, seeing a Sayyid doing a wrong action, Al Hazrat still humbly took the ring from the Sayyid Saab and then sent other jewelry with a bit of extra money put into it and made some extra jewelry and sent it to the family of that.
It reminds me of another narration in which it is mentioned that there was once a great sheikh. He was going towards a particular area, a particular event, an ijtima, to do to deliver his bayan. And as he was going there, a Sayyid come up towards him. And the Sayyid Sahib, he said to him that, "You've got such a great name, whereas you're not from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I am." That sheikh, that he replied back to him and he said to him that, "I am acting in accordance to the teachings of your blessed grandfather, and I have got a name out of it. You have left the teachings of your grandfather, and that's why you haven't got a name out of this." Then obviously they went their own ways, both of them at night. The Sheikh Saab, he slept at night, and he was blessed with the vision of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it was as if the Prophet was unpleased with, was not happy with him. That Sheikh Saab, he got worried. Definitely, as an individual, we get worried. He got worried and he said that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it seems that you are unhappy with me." And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, "Why did you?" The meaning of which is of the dream is that, "Why did you mention and why did you not cover the faults of someone from my family?" This was the statement that was mentioned in the dream. The next morning, that Sheikh Saab, he went back out towards the way of the house of that individual. As he is leaving towards the house of that individual is coming towards the house of the Sheikh Saab as well. He's also seen the dream. That Sheikh Saab asked him for forgiveness. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into my dream last night and was unpleased. It seemed as if Rasulullah was unpleased that I didn't cover your fault. He also said that I also was blessed with the vision of my blessed grandfather last night. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me that if I was acting upon the teachings of the deen of Islam and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that Sheikh Sahib, he wouldn't have said this about you. So I've made tawbah, I've repented from this, and I've come into your court, start teaching me the deen of Islam. This is the love, and this is the importance of the love of the Ahlul Bayt, and how very delicate the matter of the Ahlul Bayt and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. And it is very important in our day and age as well. Sometimes we are trying to reform the other person. We are trying to rectify him. But we need to make sure that the way we rectify is done in the correct manner as well. We don't want to be trying to do a good thing by rectifying him, giving him neki gidawat, call towards righteousness, and forbidding him from evil. But whilst doing that, we go and hurt his feelings. We go and publicize something that he is doing wrong, and fall into many other categories of wrong things as well. So if we are very calmful, and we are very careful about how we go about these actions, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, our rectification and our islah, it will have a very fruitful outcome as well, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal.
So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, alhamdulillah, we heard regarding Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi and his love for the Sadat Ikram, for the Ahlul Bayt, for the family of the Prophet, and how Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi in his lifetime treated those who are from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also along with the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he had unique love for the Sahaba Ikram as well. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, alhamdulillah, showed us that these are, we can say, both oceans which we need to put together. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi put it in very beautiful words in his poetry regarding this also.
Another beautiful verse and couplet of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi. اہل سنت کا ہے بیرا پار اصحاب حضور نجم ہے اور ناؤ ہے اطرت رسول اللہ کی.
Beautiful way of combining them together, you know, because maybe for the viewers of Madni channel, they probably won't understand the stars being guidance and the ship, but this in reality it's actually a method, especially in the old times where the people who were to be board a ship, they were looking to go to a destination. How they would find the destination is by following the stars. Today we have the navigation system and the all sorts of ways which we can find our destination. But in that time, the destination was only found through following the stars. So how Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah in such a beautiful way means that we are aboard the ship of the Ahlul Bayt, and this is, and obviously you need a boat to actually sail. You need a boat to travel. from one place to, from one ocean to another, or one sea to another, or a means of travel. And what is your guidance? The Sahaba, the being the stars. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This uniqueness of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh, combining the Ahlul Bayt and the Sahaba, also teaching us that we need to hold on to both of these. Without, one cannot just hold on to one. You cannot just have the love for the Ahlul Bayt and leave the Sahaba. And you cannot just have the love for the Sahaba and keep the Ahlul Bayt. So both of these need to be aboard. And this is the part of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having the love for the Ahlul Bayt and having the love for the Sahaba. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, Alhamdulillah, in today's Islam, we've learned regarding one beautiful thing, and that is the love for the Ahlul Bayt, that is love for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the true love of the Ahlul Bayt, the true love of the Sahaba ikram, the true love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and gives us death in the Iman, and this belief, and this love in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Inshallah, my dear Islam brothers, inshallah, don't forget to join us in the next silsila regarding the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh, and keep on watching Madni channel. Sallu alal Habib,
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the palms of Raza. The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the palms of Raza.